Parshas Kisisa, you have in the beginning the Machs HaShekel, and then about the Kiyar, Ketairis. But then there's two very, very long Aliyas. Until you get to Shlishi, it's mamish, good section of the Parsha. There's a Pshat, there's a Halacha in Arachayim. The Magen Avraham brings down, it's in Kuflan and Ches, that someone who's blind or Seach should not get an Aliyah by the Parsha of Mumim, of Averis, like Shavuot, the Parsha that talks about Mumim. So the same thing, Shtelsu, that since that the Aliyah of Sheni talks about the Chet HaEgel, and we know that Shevet Levi wasn't Mishtatav in the Chet HaEgel, Kehanim and the Levium, so therefore it's Matim that the Kehanim and the Levium should get the Aliyahs of the Chet HaEgel, which is really mostly from Sheni to Shlishi, but that's why we make two very big Aliyahs. Yeah. You have Shkolim, we're going to see the Parsha Shkolim is about. You have Behemshech, you have the parsha of the Ketores, Va'ata kach lecha v'samim roish, mor d'ror. You have to know pshat, the Gemara in Chulam, that kuflam etes. Mor d'chai min atayra minayin, shenemar mor d'ror. U'metargaminon mor d'chai. That's the targum, mor d'chai, it's a remes of mor d'chai. Interesting, you have to know what the Gemara means. The Gemara brings down, there's only four people the Gemara brings down. Mor d'chai, Esther, Haman, and Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the four people the Gemara is looking for them, a remes min atayra. Interesting. You know what state they're in. We spoke other times, what state they're in. Moshe Rabbeinu. Chelbana. Chelbana is the kind of besomim that really it's rechay ra. The kind of like gelbana. Umana hakosav ein sam mani akatoires. Lamdeinu shalayokel beinenu litzarif imanu ba'agudais tayinu yiseinu v'tileiseinu es poishe Yisrael. Sheyunim nem imanu. We learn a remez that the chelbana is part of the besomim, even though it has a bad smell, you're supposed to be mishtak of them together with the rest of Christ by davening. There's a mice they say, oh, with that floor. That was once a Parsha Yisrael, a Russia, and he said, you see, you have to be Mishtatah with me also. There was only nine other people. He said, Zayt Mishtatah. I'm also a Shaykh to be Mishtatah to the Minyan. So the Akhla told him, no, there's 11 Samamonim. When there's already a Minyan, then you Mishtatah the Chelvana. The Chelvana can't be the center. The Chelvana is not the center. So he time. The Pasuk continues, Perklamet Aleph, Re'ei Karasi B'Shem B'Tzalul Ben Uri Ben Chur L'Mati Yehuda. The Gemara Sanhedrin that Samach Tes makes a cheshbon based on Psukim and Divrei Hayomim that Bitzal was only 13 years old. And it works out, Bitzal ben Uri ben Chor, that the Gemara proves over there that they used to give birth very, very young in those days. 8, 9 years old, you're already able to have a kid. The Gemara works out the cheshbon. If Bitzal was already 13, and he's a great, great grandchild of Yehuda, he's Mitzvah Zach Yehuda, must be, and the Gemara comes out, he was 13. So the Achareim Hanu, why was it important that he had to be 13? So I think the Beskerov goes to the Mahalas that there's a din of Asiya Lishma, that the Klei HaMikdash has to be made Lishma, and a Kotan can't do Lishma. Avada B'tzal was on a very high Madrega, we're going to soon see the whole Madrega that he had, but the Pesukim say, but Chod, there's a Maita, din Lishma, and for Lishma you need Godless. Another Mahalak is that there's a cloud, Uman Koine B'Shvach Kli, the Emes when Uman makes something, he's Koine B'Shvach, he's Koine and he's Makne back to the Bible. So he has to be a Godel in order to be Makne back to Kaiser. He was Uman Koine B'Shvach Kli, but then he goes back. So it's v'amalu yoisi ruach alikim, chochma, tfuna, das, lachshayit machshovois, lachis bazova kesef, and chosha, the ganzer reshima from Zachan that he's able to do. Now Rashi says lachshayit machshovois means arigas maise cheshev. There's a certain malacha, a certain way of weaving. This chochma of weaving, a certain style of weaving is lachshayit machshovois. The Chaim Volozhin says another pshat, what does it mean lachshayit machshovois? Then as he gets thought of, I think he himself has this horror. He gives a muscle. You have a person, that mamash is a tzaddik and a talmud chacham and an odo, mamash alamailus, mamash a very, very chashev person. He also knows how to weave. So you want to introduce me and say, oh, this is a goy, a rav, a tzaddik, a chayit. And you call him also, who the white lekra is on the statement? What are you, what's the latent us to? You're saying, ruach alikim, chacham atmun of adas, and also knows how to weave. Avada, here it's important. We're talking weaving for the mishkan. This is the optics, this is with the list of the mailus. He knows how to weave, that's the job. It goes together with ruach alikim, chacham atmun of adas. So Chaim Volozhin had a different shot. Lachshayit Machshavos is a very high madrega. Then is whenever a person gives tzedakah, he said a mice like this. Chaim Volozhin said over. There was once a mishulach that used to go collecting, I think, for Volozhin Yeshiva. And there was somebody that every year used to give him a certain schum. And one time the mishulach decided, he thought that if he's going to go with a fancy horse, with a fancy clothes, he'll be able to go and he'll become a more mechubed goyf and he'll get more money, he'll be more matriya. So Taka went with the fancy clothes and everything. And he came back here to that guy, and the guy didn't give him money, he gave him much less than usual. And he went back to the usher, the one that gave the money, went to complain to Chaim Volozhin. He said, listen, Azoya, I used to give to the yeshiva, I would give a big schum. But now I see it's paying for his horse, it's paying for the mashulach's clothes, it's paying for the expenses. So this is the misir finished. I wanted to pay directly for the yeshiva. So So he said the Yisoid is be'emes, when every person gives tzedakah to a yeshiva, to a moisit, to a gvitz kuz, it could be his money's going mamish for the Aron Kodesh, for the Sefer Torah. Or it could be going for the benches, or something even less. You can mention that, you can go for the Mashiach's clothes, for the Mashiach's car. So how do you know? It depends on the Machshava. Kafi the Madrega of the Machshava, what a person put in, the Lishma and the Machshava that he put into his Nidava, that's going to be what it's going to go for. Bitsalo, so he told the Usher, if you give the right machshavas, your money is not going for the Mashiach's clothes. And I always like to acknowledge, someone that's giving more, because he was misfalt on the Mashiach's clothes, his money is not going for the Mashiach's clothes. Aber wie jener, was hat nicht gewollt, und er gemacht am Achor, er will tage jemen fadi yeshiva, sein Geld tage jemen fadi yeshiva. Und ich tosse. Es poche dann. Aber auch von ihm, so hat er gesagt, der Zahle was lachshoi im Machshavas, he knew how to read the Machshavas of each year. Everyone donated gold, silver, kessel of Nechoshes, eight, tzemer. What did it go for? It went for the Oren, or went for the Mizbeah, or went for other things. Every person could see his Madrega, lachshoi im Machshavas, that's what it went for. And the pasuk says, the parsha of Shabbos, the Shomer b'nei Yisrael, was a Shabbos. Talk about Shabbos. Is the smichas from Shabbos to the Mishkan? We learned already. We spoke about in Parshas Truma that is the malachas of Shabbos are is not out from the Mishkan. Has to have the Mishkan chashiva. But it's interesting that Rishonim shtel that in Parshas Kisiso we're going after Truma and Tetzaveh, and it already said the avodas haMishkan. Parshas Truma talks about the kli hamikdash. Parshas Tetzaveh talks about the big day kahuna. Interesting, except for the Mizbeach Hazov. Mizbeach Hazov is at the end of the Tzavah. I don't know if we spoke about that. The Meshachachmer at the time and under. Talk to Mizbeach Hazov, the Mizbeach HaKtoiris is in the Tzavah after the Big Day Kuhuna. We have all the Kalim, Orin, Menoyer, Mizbeach HaKhoish, everything. Then all the Big Day Kuhuna. Then the Shimas Yimei Mimoyim. And then the Mizbeach Hazov. It's the son. What's with the Seder? The rest of them, the Ben Ezra and the Rechaim and the Meshachachmer talk about it. But upon him, after everything, then it says Shabbos. Then, of course, afterwards we have the Parshis, Vayakel, Pekudei, Vayakel, it's a whole Chazara again on the Leha Mishkan, and then on the Big Day Akuna, but over there it says Shabbos first. The beginning of a Yaakov, by the way, is Moisavaru Eish Sheshes Yomim, the Parsha of Shabbos. So in the beginning it says Mishkan, and then Shabbos. And in the Chazorah, by the Yaakov Akuna, first it does Shabbos, and then it does Mishkan. This very Ma'alchim. This Ma'alchim from the Beis HaLevi. His Levi says with a Moshe. He says the person has to marry off his son. Comes to marry off his son. You have to get the son ready for the Chasana. You have to get him the basics. You have to get him clothes and the basic Nadunya that you need. But then you also have to get him the extras. You have to get him a gold watch. You have to get a chosm shabbos. There's other things you have to get. There's the extras that you have to get. What do you get first? The necessities or the moisters, the extra? So he says it depends how much the father loves the son. If he loves him very, very much, then right away he'll give him the extras. If he loves him but not as much, so in the end he'll get him everything. But with a say, the first you get him, what's important, the basics. Come on, I have to get clothes, I have to get you set up, I have to get... Okay, you also need a gold watch. Fine, you get some other things also. But it depends on the say, the kafir, the ava. Zot Beit HaLevi before the Chet HaEgel. In the beginning, the tzibur of the Mishkan was before the Chet HaEgel. Then there's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that the whole musig of Mishkan was only nischadish after the Chet HaEgel. We spoke about that already. Machlokes rishonim that the matara of Mishkan was only after the Chet HaEgel. Before then, molichal was kavayde, or even before. But we'll go that there was a musig of Mishkan before the Chet HaEgel. Then, in the mushal and the nimshal, the Mishkan is the karbonis. That's like the gold watch. Shabbos is the basic necessities. So he loves him so much before the Chet HaEgel, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us about the Mishkan first. But after the Chet HaEgel, the Seder changes. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you everything. I'm giving you Mishkan also. But let's first go with the necessities. First we start your event with Shabbos, which is the basic necessities, and only then we'll go to Mishkan. This is all the Malcolm Moslem, the rest of them. What's the Shaykh that here Shabbos is before Mishkan, here it's after Mishkan. B'shomru b'nei Yisrael et ha-Shabbos. The Targum Yoinesen says, V'inatru b'nei Yisrael yas Shabbos le'me'evet tatsnuke Shabbos. Duchzach, what he means is, Tatnuke Shabbos is Oynik Shabbos. We know it's a big machlekes Rishonim, the Mishabur brings down, Paiskim, everyone, it's really, Mamashin, the Rishonim, is Oynik Shabbos for the Raisa or the Rabbonim. Machlekes Rishonim. Targum Yonison is Mashmas in the Raisa. Lasoy says a Shabbos. What does it mean, Lasoy says a Shabbos? Targum Yonison, remember, Lasoy says a Shabbos means to make the Maisa Tainuk of Shabbos. As I say in Targum Yonison. Alright, the enemy Rishonim that Oynik Shabbos is in the Raisa. Right after that, again, still before the Chet HaEgel, right by Shani. When he finished speaking with him, he gave to Moshe the Shnei Luchos HaEvos. The Medrash says, Rashi brings down that the Emes is kechaloisoi. It was given to him as a matona kechal lechosam. Shaloi yochel lumei kula bezman muad, because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't learn kol ha-Torah kula in 40 days. The Emes, the Medrash, even the Moshe, he was loim de v'shoikha, loim de v'shoikha, he wasn't able to be masik in the Torah. Until Hashem gave it to him as a matona, like a kala to a chosam. Dabarachar ma kala miskashetes, bechot dalet kishutin, which is in Yeshaya, the list of 24 kishutim, after Matchachem Tzarech Liyas Baki B'chav Dal Tzvar. States that Tamat Chacham Tzarech Liyas Baki B'chav Dal Tzvar. As it states, over a state that is together of the kishutim. It's not the Iker Vasadaf Lernin. The Iker Vasadaf Lernin is Talmud Bavli, Gemara. That's what the Taisus bring down. That even though it says Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishna, Shlish B'Talmud, we pass that everything is Talmud Bavli, everything is Baal B'Taychad. Mimuz Vissan Eichad D'Chav Talmud Tzvar, Talmud Chacham Tzarech Lad Tzvar. Oh, but that's the kishutim for the Talmud Chacham. That's the Marshal, it's the kishutim. It's the Etzim Zakalim. As they state in the Marshal. I saw an interesting shot in the Blue Rabbi Kivagers from Rav Arieli. In the Hakdome, every Masech, he has Gevaldik Hakdomes in every one of the Masechus in Baba Basra, in Agoda and in Drush, he says, Mamash Gevaldik over there in Baba Basra, he said that the MS, Rashi brings that there's 24 Kishutim that a Kala has. If you go through the Psukim there, he works out that really there's 23 Kishutim. The 24th Kishut is the mirror to be able to see the other 23 Kishutim. He says in the Nashal of the Chav Dal Tzvar, that's Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is Kimu V'Kibul. That the Kabbalah Me'ava that happens in Megillas Esther, that's the Kabbalah, that's Maimah, the other 23 Tzvar. Also in the Kishutim, there's the 23 Kishutim with the mirror. We have the Chet HaEgel, Shver HaSugya. Klal Yisrael makes an Avodah Zarah. First they kill Chor, and then the Aaron tries to push them off. He makes them his Be'ah. The ganze story, they make Egel Masecha. Vayakum Al-Tzachek. Gimel Averis, Mamash Reklach. Beis HaLevi is Mas B'Dinim. There's a lot of Mahalkam and Akhorim to say, but first we're talking about a Chet Dachman Adachman. The first day, we're talking about the Dora Midbar. The Beis HaLevi writes that the Emes Alpi, he brings from the Nefesh HaChaim already, we spoke other times. Nefesh HaChaim is Mas, how was Yaakov able to marry two sisters? And all those kind of questions. And Nefesh HaChaim told the Bekei Yisoy that before Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael, the Ovois, really kept the Torah. But they kept the Torah because of the Alpi. Goydel Sichlom, Alpi Goydel, the Madregosam, they were Matvig in the Torah. But they weren't Mitzvah of Oisa. And the Madrega that you have when you're having Asabis and Torah on your own is you can make Cheshbonis. Yaakov Avinu made Cheshbonis that he has to be Maimed of Klal Yisrael by marrying two sisters. He saw Alpi that he's supposed to marry two sisters, and that's how Klal Yisrael was supposed to come. So they prefakert. He knew that that's what he's supposed to do. There's no Matan Torah. He's not Mechuyid. Normally he kept the Torah because that was what his Masagim were. Now, for this Inyan to be Mubayin of Klai Yisrael, Pukfakir, it had to be with two sisters. So the Beis HaLevi's Mazel Be'emes, the Egel also, Klai Yisrael saw Kiboshish Moshe Lovay, and there's something going wrong, and they needed some kind of Emtsoi to be Meschaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this was going to be the Emtsoi of the Egel, it was supposed to be some kind of Emtsoi. And Al Pisoi, this HaTayra Mamash, Al Pikabola, with all the Zoyers and everything, they knew that Al Pisoi, this is what's supposed to be. And they were right. Al Pichashboinus, this Egel is supposed to toy, Gebal the Gebatim, Bibal, Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, Moshe Rabbeinu is not the Emtsoi. To be Meschavet at the Klai, so he's the leader. They need an Egel Azov, that's going to be the Chibur. And they were right, Al Pichash Boinis and Soits. Now there's one part that they missed, and this is the Ikri Yisoit. Kol Zeh is only with name Matan Torah. Once there's Matan Torah, Kasher Tziva Hashem, because it's Baruch Hu, the Torah, there's rules. Then you can't make Chash Boinis anymore. Before Matan Torah, they were keeping the Torah of Pisechel, you can make Chash Boinis. Oh, but there was a Matan Torah. And it already happened. They already heard the difference. It was already the Kabbalah. This is a Yudzayin Thomas now, we're talking. They already heard the Aseret HaDibris. They're going to get the Lukas to Yudzayin, and they're broke, and they finally got them on Yom Kippur, but they got the Lukas on Yom Kippur yet. But they heard the Aseret HaDibris the first time, already on Bog, or Zayin Siva. And there was already a Matan Torah, and therefore now they're not going to make Cheshbonis. And that was the Toyas of Chet HaEgel. They were right up to the Cheshbonis, but Kasher Tziva Hashem. And the Meitzalim is mad, but that's why there's a whole Arichus, Parshas Vayakov, Parshas Pekudei, Mamash HaFazor, Lechura, that's what it looks like. On the Yonam of Parshas Tzum and Tzaveh, it says dozens of times in the Pesukim, they're Kasher Tziva Hashem, Kasher Tziva Hashem. It's ingrained in us that the point of the Mishkan, if you learn like the Rishon, that the Mishkan was after the Chet HaEgel, it's a Tikkun of Chet HaEgel. The Nekuda of the Tikkun of Chet HaEgel and the Bnias HaMishkan alone, besides the Avodah of the Mishkan, is Kesed or Kasher Tziva Hashem, to realize that once there's a Matan Torah, everything has to be done exactly Kasher Tziva Hashem. You can't make Cheshbonis like we made Cheshbonis until then. And that's how we tie it up the Chet HaEgel. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Rei, Kishichis Amcha, Soru, Maher, Menaderach, they very quickly went away. They were holding on the highest Madrega, and very quickly they fell down. What's the lesson of Soru, Maher? So, Pasuk Shad, it's Maher. Their mistake was the Pezizos, the Mehiras. If they would have waited a few more hours, one more day, Moshe Rabbeinu would have came down. The Chet happened because of Soru, Maher, because of the Mehiras. The Pezizos, that he didn't have Yishev Adas, wait a little bit more. I saw another Pshad, a cute Pshad, what's Soru, Maher? And a person decides he wants to be over on Kol HaTorah Kula. Azoibs. He makes a halacha. He wants to mamash be a Rosh. He wants to be over on Kol Tariyag Mitzvahs. It's going to take him time. He has to eat on Yom Kippur and also eat the chametz on Pesach and also be Machal Shabbos. It takes at least a year, maybe more, until you get, if a person wants to statistically go through all the Averis. But if someone wants to do it quickly, Aibir Avay Dezor. Avay Dezor Shokol connected Kol HaTorah Kula. The Musaq of Soru Maher, as an endless sight, right away, Mehiras, you can be over on Kol HaTorah Kula. Soru Maher, Avay Dezor, right away you're over. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, And he sees, Vayashlech miyodo vesaluchos. So a voice from the Yisrael Salant, Vayashlech miyodo, the ksiv is miyodoi. It doesn't say an extra yod, it's miyodoi. Mem yod dalet vav. We read it miyodoi. But it says miyodoi. So Yisrael Salant says, Betchilo is all of the machsheves Moshe Rabbeinu, only to throw one luach, the luach of Anoichi. Anoichi, the first five differences, they know the mamakai. And Kaish was over the Zara. So he wanted to throw the first luach. But the second luach, like Sirtach, like Sinach, the Benadam Lechaveiroi, there's no reason to throw. But then he realized, Ben Adam Lechaveiroi, on Ben Adam Lechaveiroi, gave this mission. So it's Vayashlech Miyadov. He threw both. There was a tzad to only throw one of them. And that's why the Ksiv is one, Lashmi Yochid, but then he threw both. Because the Yisrael, there's no such chesed. On Ben Adam Lechaveiroi, Stam, Ich bin Akut Mesh. The game is the Midas, and Anhokas of Midas, Tavis, and Ben Adam Lechaveiroi, have to be Tyredic. On Tyredic, it is Nish. Duxach, we said last week also, beautiful word. It says, V'layizach HaChoyshen Me'ala Eifoy. The Eifoy, the Gemara says in Zvachim, in Erechim, that it's Machaper on Avoy Dezor. And the Choyshen, is Choyshen HaMishpid, is on Vinim. V'nadol Machaveret. V'layizach HaChoyshen Me'ala Eifoy. You can't take one without the other. Skate Tzazam. So, Moshe Rabbeinu is on his way down. HaKadosh Baruch already told him that if the game is still good. HaKadosh Baruch told him, yeah. V'yikasher, and he heard the Koylis. V'yikasher, Korez Alamachane. V'yar, Esa Egel, Mechoylis. Vayichar af Moshe, Vayashlech, Miyodeh, Saluchos, Vayashav, Reis, and Pachasol. Because Yerushalmi, in Tainus, Perek Dalet, Mishnehei, Yerushalmi says, Omer Rav Chilki, B'shem Rav Acha, Melanei, Shaloi, Hei, Odom, Don, Be'umdina. A person can't down off the Umdina. Akapon, by Dina, Nefoshes, by Dina, Momenet, it's against Shaila, but by Dina, Nefoshes, you know, the down off the Umdina. You need Klore Eidus, you have to see it yourself, or hear Eidus. You can't down off the Umdina. Yerushalmi knows it out from here. So most of them are farshim of Yerushalmi say, Moshe Rabbeinu came down, he already heard. Vayishmet, Vayishmet, that wasn't enough. Why don't we have to wait to break the Lucas until he saw? He heard. Others say, as I say, the same motion, come later. Andrew Zog and Andrew Pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Rei, Kishich Hizam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, that's also not enough of an Umdina. So either way, he heard from Hashem, he hears the Koilas, it's not enough. Vayar, and then he throws it. Lend us to Yerushalmi, Nikan She'ein Donim El Alfi Umdina. You're not allowed to down Alfi Umdina. You have to be clear, you have to see with your own eyes. As I say, Yerushalmi, because otherwise, he could have broken it earlier. As soon as Hashem told him, he could have broken it. Or as soon as he heard the koilis. I always had a aura of this Yerushalmi. Then it's the Shiloh that they asked. The Achronim talk about, how can Moshe Rabbeinu break the Luchas? What happened to the law of Mechikas Hashem? It says Hashem's name in the Luchas. It's Chokuk, it's also a kind of exil. It's Isser Mechikas Hashem. How can he break the Luchas? He's over on the law of the rights of Mechikas Hashem. So in the rest of them, so one Mahalach I know they say, is that the Oisius who Porchet Ba'avir, the Oisius of the Luchas went up to the Avir. And when Moshe Rabbeinu broke it, it was just a stone. Andrew said that's why it fell, Pasha. It was very heavy. Azoi, the Oisius were holding up the stones over the sun. When the Oisius were part of the Ba'avir, then it was a huge, heavy stone. Not that much of it wasn't strong enough for it. Suddenly a heavy stone in his hand fell. Andrew said, Pasha, stay by Yashlech, Lamaisi. But either way, Lamaisi, he only could have broken it after the Parchas Ba'avir. So what's the Yerushalmi's Raya? I'm asking, what's the Yerushalmi's Raya? That Moshe Rabbeinu didn't break it till Vayah. Because he wasn't saying Mechad Shmir. He had to wait till it was Parchas Ba'avir. Unless you'll tell me, maybe it was Perech Ba'avir also at an earlier stage. I'm not sure when that happened. Maybe by the Shmir already, when he heard it, already was a part of Ba'avir. But you have to take that at the Cheshvan, that he wasn't able to throw it until the Oisius went up. But Chalak in Yerushalmi's Medayik, it says Vayar. If it's under a Vayar, Vayar, it can't be done up yonder. There's another Pshat, not like Yerushalmi. The Achrayim say, it doesn't just come with Yerushalmi, a different Pshat they say. L'chor, they ask the same question, why didn't we throw it down earlier already? Why only by Vayar? Yerushalmi's conclusion is because you can't down up yonder. So in the Pshat, Vayar is the Egelum Machoilis. He saw that they were happy. Azoi, the Mele you hear, because Baruch already told him that they're dealing about the Zohar, and he heard the noises. But when he comes and sees Vayaras, I'm a Choylois. That's already too much. As Mitzutna Aveira, good, Mele. But Mitzimcha, that was too much. Vayashlech Mitzutna. When it's when he saw Vayaras, I'm a Choylois, that was already too much. The Yerushalmi's Mashta Andes, the Yerushalmi's Medayik, the Dinam Engar Amal Piyundin, the Ander Amal. But Agapona, Vayar, either Amal Yerushalmi, or because he saw the Machoylois, Vayashabarais and Hakasahar. The Gemara says in Shabbos, about Tezayin, Gimel Dvarim, Osa Moshe Midaitoi. The Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imar. There were three things Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own. He made a limur, a kavchaymer, a yafusa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was master. Hoy, if he had echad midayti, he was moistif, he made shavuos a day later. Piris min ha'ishi was perish from his wife. The Shibaret HaLuchas. And the Gemara runs out on all three of these things, how he learned it out, and why Hashem was master. How do we know Hashem was master? So on the Shibaret HaLuchas, he made a kavchaymer. Madach Karm Pesach. The Torah says, Oro v'yoychol boy, ko v'noychol v'yoychol boy. So that's the only thing that's for Karm Pesach. Over here it's God's Klal Yisrael, a mumorah. Allah has come of a kama, they can't be hard to find. So he broke the luchas. He broke the luchas. Why didn't he wait? He had to break the luchas. Okay, they can't get it yet. Let him wait. So there's a whole mahalach that he wanted to break the luchas. The luchas was showing that this akoyach, that there was no shikcha. There would be no shikcha. That was too much. That could be a musik, that klaisha could be choyte. This became an open, I mentioned, it's called a third of poor, and there's a Russian. I say, nowadays, not shy, it was harder than learning, but I say, it would be too easy. He didn't want Yenim Aleph Avu, because he saw how fast you could fall. And how do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskin? Menolan? Because it says, Asher Shibarta, Yashu Koychach Shibarta. So now they're giving Einish to Klal Yisrael. So it says, the Moshe Rabbeinu made, he grounded up the eagle, and he made it into like Mei Soita, and he gave them to drink. By Yashkes B'nei Yisrael. Rashi says, Niskavim Levoitkam Kesoitois. Now really, Sholosh Mises Nidereshon, there were three different Mises that were given to Klal Yisrael. Some of them were killed out of Messiah, right? Everyone was told, they told Shevet Levi, Kachkish Yascharboi, right? So, Eidim V'hasra, they were killed out of Messiah. So Rashi Kemishpat Yerani Dachas. Rashi's Mahalak is, that some of them were killed out of Messiah, like Yerani Dachas. If there was Eidim V'hasra, then they died in Magefa. It says, V'yigaf Hashem Et Ha'am, there were 3,000 people died in the Magefa. And if there was no Eidim and no Hasra, they had Rokon. With the Shabbat, Kamamayim, it's over with name, they blew up like a soita. Gets blown up from the wood. So there was three Sugei Einshin. There was an Einish of Saif, like Eirani Dachas, for the Eidim Vasra. There was a Makefa. And there was a third Einish of the Bedikat Hamayim, like a soita. When there was no Eidim and no Asra, there was Bedikat Hamayim, like a soita, by the Rokon. Now Rashi says, Beferish, that Moshe Rabbeinu Kenan on Shivasar B'Tamas, the next day, he burnt the ego and he ground it up and he gave everyone the punishment. The Rambanos know, on Voy Vayoyim, he came down to Shabbat Sabbatamas, and Voy Vayoyim, he killed them. He made, don't everyone go kill out the ones that have been Eidim Basra, go kill them out. So there was Kerovis Mazberetz, Machmoikis Rashi and Ramban. The Ramban says that it was Voy Vayoyim. And Rashi says it was the next day. Zot the Biskerovit Kishitasim. Rashi says, the Pharisee recorded, Rashi says it was a din of, what was the din of Sayyid? There were three means, Sayyid, Magefa, which is Neshamayim, and Mate Saita. The Sayyid, Rashi says, Kloris, didn't hear any Dachas, or if they avoid his order, Irish, or if they avoid his order. The Ramban, the Pharisee says, no, it was a Hiras Shah. Special language, because Baruch was Machadish, we have Sayyid. It wasn't the din of Irani Dachas. Zakti Biskarov is a din, you have to be one as a din. When a bezin has to pass him something, they have to sleep it over. If you don't give him the punishment, you don't kill the guy until the next day. So Rashi, that learned it's the regular Gedorim of Bini Irani Dachas, it has to be the next day. On Yazayin, he came down, but he waited till the next day to kill him out. Like the Ramban, that it was a Hiras Shah. So like the Ramban, it could even be Bai Bai Yoim. It was a special din of Sayyid from Hiras Shah. It could even be Bai Bai Yoim. Now in the Magefa it says, Vayibam in Ha'am, Vayoyim Ha'u, Keshloshes Alfa Ish. I'm not positive, I'm pretty sure that the Magefa itself killed that 3,000 people. Not all three Einshim together, the Sayyid with the Hadrok and with the Magefa. The Magefa itself killed that 3,000. I'm not sure how many other people were killed. Or no, does it mean, Vayibam, Vayoyim Ha'u, Keshloshes Alfa Ish means everything together. No, not the Magefa. Vayibam, Vayatsu, Vayibam, 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 going on the side. But I'm not sure, maybe Shloshes Alfa Ish is on all three Einshim together, the Hadrokon, the water, and they start to, with the Sayyid, with the Magefa, everything. Snitch Clark. There's a Medrash, though, interesting, maybe it could be right, I don't know. The Medrash says, the Mudna Medrash, Vayibam in Ha'am, Vayayim Ahu, Keshloshes Alfa Ish, Snegei Tamaruba, Zot the Medrash, Hadu Dixiv, Chamisha Bokar Yishalim Tachas Ashor. This is the Makar, because it says you pay Chamisha Bokar Tachas Ashor by Dalad Bay. By Ashor, you pay, it's, my Eagle is Ashor, yeah? Eagle, Vanas Ashor. Chamisha Bokar Tachas Ashor. So there's a the Birat Ron Kehelis, he says Pshat, there's a pasuk in Kehelis. Echad me elef mitzosi, the isha b'chol egel loy mitzosi. One out of 1,000 by men, and by noshim b'chlal mat. So the Medrash says, 1 out of 1,000 from the men did chet egel. But the noshim b'chlal did chet egel. State that 1 out of 1,000 did chet egel. What's 1 out of 1,000 from 600? From 600,000? 600. 1,000. And here it says that they died 3,000 people. So the Medrash, that's 5 times as much. Chamisha b'chol yishal and tachas ashot. It's more that really only 600 of them did chaydei, because 1,000 echad me elef matzasi is going on that 1 out of 1,000 of Christ will get the chaydei, and the punishment the first part of kishloishes alfiyish zot the medrash hadu udisiv chamisha bakar yishaling hachas hashor. So Moshe Rabbeinu is davening. And the pasuk here it says Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu Yeshua the nun nar layomish mitaych ha'ayil. Question of the pasuk Yeshua ben Nun Nal Yomish Mitaych Ha'ayil. There's a Gemara in Temura that Tes Zayin. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, was going to be Nifter to Gan Eden, he was going to go on to Gan Eden. He told Yeshua, if you have any Sveikas, Sha'ali Kol Sveikas Yesh Lecha. Ask me if you have any Sveikas. I want to be Mabar the Sveikas. Right? There was no Sveikas in those days. The Sveikas only happened hundreds of years later. In those days, there was a Kvar in the Sveikas. There was no Sveikas. So he said, if you have any Sveikas, ask me. So Yeshua says back, I have any Sveikas. It says on me in the Torah, Meshur say Yeshua ben Nar, La Yomish Mitech Ha'il, Shtetach and Pasach on me, Yeshua ben Nar, La Yomish Mitech Ha'il, Ichab Sveikis. So the Biskarov is Medayim, Kavav Lekizach. Yeshua is talking about himself. Yeshua knows that he, and Moshe Rabbeinu knows. When Yeshua wants to convince Moshe, he says, no, I was here always, I don't have any Sveikis. He quotes the Pasach. Don't look, I was here. He was talking with me, that's the Messias. No, he quotes the Pasach. There's a few mouths. Times of the scroll brings the rift to the side. It could be a Quran Matthias. You don't quote the Matthias. You quote it from a puzzle. But we will quote it from a puzzle. There's a Gemara Gittin that says that Bob. The Gemara asks, Bubble isn't the Tzofen of Eretz Yisrael, Kiddich Siv, and of course a puzzle. Look on the map. Bubble is fine as well, Kiddich Siv, it's a puzzle. But she taught that, I heard of a story, they described the whole Mahalach and how they, how exactly, that's the Rambam, how exactly on Shechitas Pesach, in the Azora, there was three Kitos. When they said how, there's a whole Mahalach exactly how it works out. When they said the Howl, who said the Howl? Levi and the Israelim. And the Rishonim of the whole Mahalach and Sefer, what exactly the Seder Advarim was. And the Betzias Advarim, who's saying? When did they sing? Someone once came to the Rishonim, what are you, a Sifin? A historian from those times, that it describes the Kuf of the Beis HaMikdash. And it describes Klor, of Peter Rishonim's Mahalach, and that's exactly what happened. So he wanted to bring it as a Raya, Yehuda Voit Lekor, Shteta Atak of the Rishonim's Mahalach and Rambam. And he bechlau wasn't his fault. He says, as the Voit, as the Rambam, Shteta Voit, Shteta Voit, it was not Moisif Tim Kiyu Zeh, that a Messiah would be to my historian, and that's the state of it. And the book of Boyd is from the Rambam, that's the stick of Torah. Sam Yibren, my blood is from the Torah, wasn't this way. The Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareini Noz Kvay Decha. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to be Matzik HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a very high Madrega. But we know that Apo Pekin, Moshe Rabbeinu was on the 49th level. Moshe Rabbeinu, by Taksareyu Ma'at Melikim. The 50th Madrega, he wasn't Matzik. They say over for Rav Chaim, why Takan Ask? Most of them you felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't be Megalit in the 50th Madrega? Because then there wouldn't be a Mitzvah Emuna. If you would have the 50th Musa Gavasoga, then there wouldn't be any more the concept of the Mitzvah Emuna. There is Masik even else. As Muzayin Emuna, so it's Vataksarei Ma'at Melikim. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants to be Mindish Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him already that if he's ever at Tzori, he's supposed to say the Yud Gimel Midos. Vayavar Hashem Alpana Vayikro Hashem Hashem Kalach HaMachana. The Koyach of Yud Gimel Midos. It's Ma'ir Racham. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why he used it to say Christ after the Ego. He said the Yud Gimel Midos. There's a big machlokes we showed him to Sugi Moshe Shonad Akizayin. What are the Yud Gimel Midos? The Rosh, Toisvis, a lot of we showed him in Moshe Shonad, they say that if you count the Cheshbon of the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem, Hashem are the first two. The two Hashems count as the first two Midos. And then the Gemara says in Moshe Shonad, why does it say Hashem, Hashem? So the Medrash, the Gemara says in Moshe Shonad, Ani Ukaidim Sheyechtai? Bani Acher Sheyechtai. Hashem is watching the Midos Rachamim. Sai before the Chet, Sai after the Chet. So Hashem, Hashem are the first two Midos. Oh, but not only Hashem, I'm not like that. Rav Nissim going after an art, he learns that only the second shame is the first is the Midah. The first shame is not a Midah. Vayikra Hashem. Vayikra Hashem, and Hashem called out. And the Midas are Hashem Kale. To work it out, he says that Moiter Chesed La'Allah can count as two instead. Then there's another Malach, the Turi Evan over there, and the Maral, and a lot of Achrenim, they say no, that the Midas start from Kale. Not from Hashem Hashem. Hashem Hashem like Akdom. Hashem Hashem. And then we say the Midas. You have to add on another one. You have to break up another one into a different Midah. But they say that the Midas start from Kale. So Machlaikas, we're showing him how you make the Cheshmer of the Midas. Both Hashems count. As Isaac Russian points this. But Nisim said only from the second shame. And other friends say no, only after the shame. It's Kale is the first Midah. Now the Yud Gimel Midas, we once spoke about this. In the Psukim, it starts in the middle of Pasuk Vav, either from Hashem or from Kale, whatever. And it goes all the way to the middle of Pasuk Zayin. Venake. Venake. The Pasuk continues. Why you not going to take it off his abonim? We're never allowed to say over a pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say. We have to say always full pasukim. We're not allowed to say part of pasukim. So what's the shot over here? We say Yud Gimel Midos. We say part of pasuk Vav and part of pasuk Zayin. And that's how we quote the pasuk. We should have to say a full pasuk. So I said this to say once by Aseres and Dibros. It's a Gansi Yisoy. And I think it's the same word by Yud Gimel Midos. Yud Gimel Midos is the pasuk in the Torah. It's in Parshas Kisis over here. But besides that, Klal Yisrael was given a separate parsha, a separate scene of the Yud Gimel Midos as its own pasuk. According to Aseres HaDibros, we said it's Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. In Tam Elyon, there's only 10 psukim in Aseres HaDibros, because it's given as a separate thing, the Aseres HaDibros, not as psukim of the Torah. It's given as a separate nesina. In the Torah, the Aseres HaDibros has about 12 or 13 psukim. And some of the Dibros are made out of a few psukim. And Paket, some of the psukim count up a few Dibros, like there's a place in them. But as, when it's given as a separate nesina of Aseres HaDibros, it's 10 psukim, the 10 Dibros. Who are the Yud Gimel Midos? On one hand, it's part of these psukim in Perek Lamed Aleph over here. But on the other hand, there was a separate nesina of Yud Gimel Midos. In that separate nesina, the nesina starts from the word Hashem, and it ends off in Nakeh. In Psukei Moshe of the Torah, it has that psukim, but there was a separate nesina, there's a bear of Yud Gimel Midos. Now, according to most of Shoyim, the Rosh Taisis, Hashem, Hashem, both are some of the Midos. Now, the Gemara, Beri Bavaran, the man of first Gemara, Aniyu Hashem, Koidim Sheyechteh, Aniyu Hashem, La'acha Sheyechteh. So the Rosh asks, why does the person need Rachem before he does a chait? What does it mean, Ani Hashem Koidim Sheyechteh? It's like the Rosh, the Rosh Hashanah. Why does the person need Rachem before he's chait? After he's chait, he needs Rachem. What's the Ani Hashem Koidim Sheyechteh? So the Rosh gives two terutzim. One terutz is, Apa Pisha Goli Biyadua Lefonim Shesoyfei Lachtoi misnag ima de midas rachamim. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that the person is going to do a chet, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnag ima de rachamim. Inami, another teretz, koidim sheyechta b'avoy dezorah. B'avoy dezorah, we know it's machshav mitzach l'mais, l'rach. Everything else not. Normally machshav ain't HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzach l'mais, machshav ra. B'avoy dezorah, even a machshav ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzach l'mais. So you need ani Hashem, koidim sheyechta b'avoy dezorah. So that's the two malchum of the rush. Either Hashem knows you're going to do an aver and he has rachmanis, or it's by avoy dezorah. There's another mahalach that ani Hashem koidim sheyechta. As a mensch halt in a matzah, but there is koidim sheyechta. Oto ot geit etan an aver, zorech rachem im erubim. That's the lane. Efshe doesn't make the rush on there, the terrorist came out. Oh, but that's the word, probably the mensch. A mensch was halt in a matzah, koidim sheyechta. Nisht oiber las yosa, nisht oiber da oiber. Oiber las yosa, koidim sheyechta. Zorech rachem im amatzah. And then Yoyod over there writes, this is Stephen Yonan, that a person really, his neshamis really has koichas in Olam Sol Yonan. And when a person does a mitzvah, it piles in Olam Sol Yonan. When he doesn't have aveira, it causes a kilkul. And Hashem has a gebaldik chesed. When a person is about to do an aveira, he cuts you off from your higher level of neshama. Because if you would be attached to your higher level of neshama, you would do a terrible, terrible pegam. And therefore, Hashem has rachamim on you. Before you do your aveira, he cuts you off. He's mitnatek. You're mitnatek from your higher level of neshama, and therefore the pegam that the aveira does will only pile in. This is achen, avada. I'm not giving you an idea, but this is the Gvaldik Rachamim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he takes away the higher levels of the neshama of the person that they are very shouldn't do a pagam. That's Rachamim Koytim Sheyechta. Others say that Koytim Sheyechta means when he's not Kavua Bechet. He already did the Avera once or twice, but he's not Kavua. And Ani Hashem HaAchar Sheyechta means when a person's Kavua. But the Rosh himself, how does the Rosh learn? The Rosh said that by Avodah Zarah, you have you need Koytim Sheyechta. Zok the Meshech Chachma based on this Rosh Gavaldik Adir. In Parshas Shlach, it also says Yud Gimel Midas, but it gives the abridged version. If you realize in Parshas Shlach, it gives the abridged version. Hashem Kel Racham. It says only a few of them. Not some out. Zok the Meshech Chachma. Here it says the Yud Gimel Midas after the Chet HaEgel. In Parshas Shlach, it says it after the Chet Meragim. So it's over here, it's after the Chet HaEgel. That's Avoy Dezor. By Avoy Dezor, you need Racham and Koyden Shiach is up the Rosh. By Dezor, it says Hashem Hashem. You need the Koyden Shiach does. But in Parshas Shlach, why is it doing it after the Chet Meraglim? Whatever the Aveir of the Meraglim is, the Mezunderish Muzah. Parshas, not Avoy Dezor. Kfira, Betochen, and Zilzla, Eretz Yisrael, Sach Malchim, Sheket, Lashon Hara. Aber Avoy Dezor, it is nicht. Is you only need Rachman Achshiach this. You don't have to say Hashem Hashem. That's why in Parshas Kisisa, when it's going on the Yud Gimel Midas is going on the Chet of Avoy Dezor, you go with the Rosh, you need Rachman Koydim Sheyach also. So it says Hashem before us. Mashen came in this Parsha Shlach, it's the Aveir of Meraglim, it's not Avoy Dezor. That's why it only says one Hashem. As long as it's the Meshech Chachma based on the Rosh. Now you have this Ganze Parsha afterwards also. And Pesuk Pasuk here is a Sugya, on top of an Abyssal. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Sholesh Pa'amim Vashana, Yeroa Kol Zechorcha, Es Pnei Ha'odoin Hashem Elikei Yisrael. That word Ha'odoin, Es Pnei Ha'odoin Hashem Elikei Yisrael. That word Ha'odoin, is a shame of Hashem or it's Chulin? It's a shame Kodesh or it's a shame Chulin? Hashem Elikei, for sure, it's a shame Kodesh, but Odoin also is a shame Kodesh. So I saw that. I want to bring an interesting riot. There's a sugi Menachas Daf Lamed that talks about Hatoya B'Shem. If a person writes in the Sefer Torah, he makes a mistake, he leaves out Hashem's name, or he writes it wrong, there's a whole system how you have to cross out the word before it, and then you write the shame on the grar, on the pot that you scraped out. It's a whole sugi, how exactly do it? Are you toying with the shame, or are you Megara the shame? It's a whole sugi, how exactly do it? And then there's a nidin over there. What if you have two Shemus next to each other? How do you work it out then? I thought you erase the word next to it. What do you do if there's two Shemus? And then what do you do if there's three Shemus all next to each other? So Tysus brings over there, where's the case that there's three Shemus next to each other? Tysus brings a pasuk in Tehillim. Kael Elikim Hashem is a pasuk in Tehillim. So the Achroinim asked the Merkabah HaMishnah and the Book of Yosef in Yerodei, they ask, that's the only place where it says three names. There's other places. It says Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elikeinu, Hashem, Nechad. We also have an Al Parsha. Just now, Hashem, Hashem, Kael, Rachim Lachanim. So you have other places. Why did we only dig up the Yerushalmi? The Pesukim Tehillim. So there's a Ma'alech that it has to be three different Shemites. Right? In Tehillim it says, Kael Elikim Hashem. Over here it's the Hashem Elikim Hashem by Shema, and here it's Hashem Hashem Kael. It's twice the same. We're looking for examples when it says three Shemites of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different Shemites. Fretzich the Shaila, we still have one. Es Pnei Ha'odoi Hashem Elikim Yisrael. Why didn't they say that one? There's a raya that Pnei Ha'odoi Hashem Elikim Yisrael, that Odin is a shame Chulin. It's not a shame of Kodesh. Leisavashel Gedi Bachalev Imoy. It says three times in the Torah, Leisavashel Gedi Bachalev Imoy. The teacher was also Bachila, Ba'anoi, and Bebishel. All three times it says Leisavashel, but Ke'ilu, it's a Yeturah, one is going on Bishel. Now the pasuk right after Leisavashel Gedi is Vayomer Hashem Amoshe, K'sob L'chos Advar Me'ela. Ki Al Pi Advar Me'ela Karati Yitchabris. What the smichas? Okay, the separate parasha. What the smichas? I saw two interesting pshatim. One pshat is that the emet is a sefri that brings down. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to write loisoichal gedi b'chaleidim. And mishpatim had already said loisabashal gedi. So this time he wanted to write loisoichal. So Hashem said, no, avada al pi torah shebal peh. We are going to be. There's going to be a Torah. It's going to mean loisoichal. But you write loisabashal. Al pi torah shebiksav. That's the next pasuk. You write loisabashal gedi b'chaleidim. Aber ki al pi advarim eilakarad yitchal pris. The pris of torah shebiksav. The torah shebal peh. Don't worry. The Torah Shabbat is going to teach you that Vaisavashal means Vaisavashal. Ksoiv, you should write Vaisavashal. Klai Yisrael will know that it means Vaisavashal. You don't have to write it, because there's also a priest between Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat. Another chat is that it says Moshe Rabbeinu came up to take the Torah, and the Malachim didn't want to give it to him. Mal Yulid Isha Beinenu, they didn't want to give him the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Menatzeach them. He says, when you went to Avraham Avinu, you ate Basar V'Cholov. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was Menatzeach, and he got the Torah. So Vaisavashal could be Bachalei Vimon, and therefore, Kiyal Piyadvar Me'ela, that's how he was Zoicha to get the Torah. You have the right before, you have the pasuk, Loisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. Loisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. In Mishpatim it says, Loisizbach al chometz dam zivchi. Here it says, Loisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. The Gemara of Dan Sachem, it says, we don't have from here. First of all, there's a din that when you're shechting a carbon tetzach, you're not allowed to have chometz. As you're shechting it, if you're part of your chabur is shechting it, you're not allowed to have chometz. But we also learn out that you're not allowed to have chometz already from chatzos. Loisizbach al chometz dam zivchi. We're magala that you're not allowed to have chometz from chatzos. So not to sue you, but just to untap it. We know it says Tashbisu. You're not allowed to have chametz from Chatzos because of Tashbisu. Now there's a whole question in the Gemara. Does Tashbisu take me from Chatzos? Only from the first day. It says Achbayim Arishim Tashbisu. So there's a Acholak to be from the Erev Yom Tov. But then the Gemara says, no, we learn it out from this pasuk. Loisishcha al chametz dam zivchi. What does Loisishcha tell you? Loisishcha is megala that Tashbisu is from Chatzos? Or is a separate answer? Loisishcha. Nothing to do with Tashbisu. Tashbisu could be from the night. But Loisishcha says. So Nishakas Ariz Ma'ori says it has to be a separate answer. Loisishcha and Tashbisu are not always Zebizet. Tashbisu is only if it's in your shus. Loisishcha al chametz dam zivchi, you're only over if it's in the Azor. But Rish Lakish, you're in Yerushalayim. So it's not in your shus. So you see, it's two separate lamin and no shaitz. So if Chaim Oyvah said, it's not a right. You could be over Loisishcha and also be also over like Tashbisu at the same time. It's in the Azor Ataka, but it's in your pocket. You don't understand the Shaitzari. Shaitzari, they never overlap. Loisishcha is never going to be together with Tashbisu. Because Loisishcha is only in the Azor. It's shaitz. It could be in the Azor, in your pocket. It's in your shus. See, he doesn't understand the Shaitzari is right. Then there's a shaila, how do you give someone a straw? The shakasari has a tumo, how do you give someone a straw for like sishchat? Maybe he was ready mavatlet. You see him a comment, but maybe he was ready mavatlet, a straw sofer. So he comes up with an einfalit talking about chomet that you have, you're makabal achrayis, and he has a whole chiddush mishnegeir, that when you're makabal achrayis on chomet, you can't be mavatlet. Not mamashim, it's just kabbalah achrayis. But there's a famous chiddush, the Rosh Yosef is machadish, no. We know there's such a thing as bitul chomet, right? If you do bitul chomet, there's no way sad, no way yirah, there's no way yimotze, there's no tashbisu, if you do bitul. The Rosh Yosef says, loisishchat is matzah. Loisishchat you're ready if you do bitul. Bittul doesn't help Loisishcha. It's far Loisishcha al Chametz Dam Zivchi. And then Dr. Rashi, the Meredith Chiddush, Bittul Chametz doesn't help Loisishcha. For Bal Yiroa helps, Loisishcha helps. The Tell us it's enough in the Mishnah. Mishe, Halach, Lomalas, Benoi, Velishcha, Des Pischoi, the Nizkash, Yesh, Loi Chametz, Tech Beisoi. You can't go back in time. Nevat, Loi Believe, Loi, no problem. What Nevat, Loi Believe, that's going to take care of Loi Yiroa, Loi Motze. What's it, Loisishcha? Loi Hakab, Shat, Mea Mishnah. That's his question. Loisishcha is only in the Azor, or in Yerushalayim, like Rav Yevon. It's negay when you talk to have the chametz somewhere else. In Yerushalayim, talk there's no way. You have to go back. If a guy's going to Lishchah's Pischa, he doesn't talk to Bittul Believer. You're still going to have Lishchah. Where did the Kiddush Levin? If you have chametz in Yerushalayim, you have to go back. Grace the Kiddush. I'm the Makat, it's Benes against the Tatar. Now, the Pasuk says, Ksoiv Lachas Advaram Eilak Yadvaram Eilak Karati Chabris. We had the Sugi in Baba Kama, Dab Gimel. It's a Sugi really in Gittin, Dab Samach. We talked about it a little in Baba Kama. Here is the Makar for Dvaram Shemiksav, Iyatara Shoy Loimen Al Peh, and Dvaram Shabal Peh. Now we passed him. Now we wrote down the Shas. We have to see it on the shelves. We wrote down, Eisas Hashem Efer Tarasah. What about Fakir? There's an Isser to say Psukim Balpeh. And Kufi Emet is talking Isser. Now we spoke about it a little bit in the Taisan Dab Gimel over there. Taisan says, Rabbi Yosef was a Bokhi in Targum. He used to quote Psukim in Targum. So Taisan, it's not because he was blind and it was awesome for him to say Psukim. It's not that he was a Bokhi in Targum. It can't be because he was blind and he had no choice to say Targum. Because Eisas Hashem. There's kind of things you can be medayed from the Taisis. First of all, you see that on Targum there's no Isra of Dvarim Shebiksav, not so Pashim. Maybe Targum is also Dvarim Shebiksav. Also, you see that even on the Vim and Ksuvim there's a problem. On Dvarim Shebiksav, some say it's only on Torah. Taisis is talking about Sukkim and Tanakh. Also, you see that it's also, even if you're not being Moiti Acher Midei Chevosim, there's another famous kula that the whole Isra is only when you're Moiti Acher Midei Chevosim. Rav Yosef wasn't being Moiti. Nagay, Allah Chalamaisa, you're allowed to take Sukkim to Zimra, certain things that are shogar b'fiko. Chumra, it's important to know. When you say Bayechulu on Kiddush Friday night, Mestamet Kedai, it'd be makma to say from the Siddur. Because on a lot of other things, it's cool. If you're not being right to the other people, it's only Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Psukim Nezim, a lot of it's Tehillim, and you're not being with the others. And it's Shogar B'Fiv. But the Pesachim say you're only allowed to be Samech on something that's Shogar B'Fiv. What's given on the list? They give a list of what things are called Shogar B'Fiv. Shman, Kriyishman, things like that. But by Yechul, I don't know how Shogar B'Fiv. And you're being with the Achir, and it's a Pesach in the Torah, not in Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Mechayra, Yesh Lahachma, that when you say Kiddush Friday night, when you're being with someone else, like upon him, to say by Yechul, Utakam, Itay Chasidah. It's late, we'll just end off. The Pesach ends off, a robe in Israel as Pnei Moshe Kikoran or Pnei Moshe. The Hesh of Moshe Samatva upon him at Boy with Abarita. When Shabenu's face was mamish lit up, Koran or Pana, that's what they think he had horns. Koran or Pana. But really, his face was lit up, and he had to cover his face. Pashup Shat, the light was too strong. Klaisha weren't able to be massive. The Ruchniest of light. The Ibn Ezra learns Punk Faker. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to teach Klaisha Abad, he was all lit up. And he gave over the Torah, and it was a Gavalika Oyer. But after he finished saying the Shir, so then the light went away. And it would be a bizyonis kibur. It wouldn't be the right covering for Moshe Rabbeinu. So when he finished saying the shir, and he went back to speak to the Bnei Shalom, then he would cover himself over. They shouldn't see him without the light. Mizotakas then, the gadol, with the light. As it was on the lich, that's film. So like Ethan, Panav Masveh, so they shouldn't see him without the light. Fakir, when there was the light, then he took it off. As I looked at Ben Ezra, I saw a different shot from Kiva Eger. He says, a lot of the doylem have an hoga. They have to have an hoga of godless. Them is the grace on nothing. But when they fear the Klal Yisrael, sometimes you have to be strong, you have to show strength, you have to be tough. But it's not really the person. The person is really inside Mamash, an honor, an Eidl of an Amoli has to come out like fire. But it's not him to sell. But Yitin Alpon of Mas, it's a mask. Amol, that's what you have to do. That's an Hoga of a Gogol. Over it's with a Tzuda, but Yitin Alpon of Mas. Same. And Yat Hashem, next week, and Yat Hashem, I think, what I want to do is, next week we won't have, and the week after is Parshas Pekudei. Maybe Pashas Pekudei will do Vayakal and Pekudei together. It's also Pashas Shkolem. We didn't really touch on Shkolem. So maybe next week not. And I shouldn't forget. Can't come next week. I shouldn't forget in 2 weeks. Pashas Pekudei. We're going to do Vayakal, Pekudei, Shkolem. All right, Captain. I was talking to them.